The evening will begin with a public hearing at 6:30 p.m. to discuss changing Brueger Street from opposing traffic to a one-way street. Public Works Director Carl Johnson estimates the change would cost about $1,700. He says it would also allow for more parking on the street and eliminate the blind left-hand turn onto Campbell near Bob's IGA. In communications, the Assembly will look at the Chamber's request to set this year's tax-free days on Saturday, May 3rd, and Saturday, October 11th. There are two committee vacancies that need to be filled. There is an unexpired term until October 2016 on the Cemetery Committee, and an unexpired term until October of this year on the Parks and Recreation Board. In unfinished business, the Assembly will look at sending a letter to the Thomas Bay Power Authority Commission regarding the future of TBPA. On September 27th of last year, the Petersburg Borough Assembly passed a resolution accepting SEPA's August 19th offer to take over the operation and maintenance costs of the Taiyi Hydroelectric Project. Petersburg also requested that SEPA absorb the current and past employment cash liabilities of TBPA, along with the non-net billable costs. In its resolution, it urges Wrangell to accept these terms and urge SEPA to incur the costs. Next, in new business, the Assembly will discuss the possibility of SEPA running a fiber optic line on Wrangell Municipal Light and Power poles. According to a memo from Borough Manager Jeff Jaybush, SEPA contacted Light and Power Superintendent Clay Hammer about sending a line from the Wrangell switchyard at Shoemaker to the Wrangell substation at the Public Works Yard. It would use about 66 city and borough power poles. Jaybush proposes not charging SEPA the $1,300 for pole use because SEPA likewise does not charge Wrangell for its use of 23 SEPA power poles. Finally, there is no planned executive session at the meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.